Philip Simple, PhD surgeon here. Today's date is 01/13/2025. Location is Formis. Jennifer Story. Story spells S-T-O-R-Y. Jennifer spells J-E-N-N-I-F-E-R. Date of birth is 10/21/1978. This is a 46-year-old female here for a routine follow-up period. Next paragraph, Ms. Jennifer has a history of opioid use disorder. She's currently on Suboxone. She's here for follow-up for this condition and medication refill period. Next paragraph, review of systems. Patient reports cough, runny nose, fever. Stated she was exposed to a family member who tested positive for strep, for flu, and says she thinks she had the same issue period. Said the discharge from her nose are clear. Said occasionally she will have some pain and pressure behind her eyes and in her maxillary sinuses period. Next paragraph, past medical history, past surgical history, social history, family history, medication allergies were reviewed and compared to last visit. No changes. Period. Next paragraph, review of systems. All systems were reviewed were negative except for those mentioned above. Period. Next paragraph, physical exam. She's alert oriented in mild distress. Vital signs are as follows. O2 sat is 98% at room air. Blood pressure is 116 over 74. Pulse 60. Respiration 18. Temperature 98.1. Period. Next paragraph, nose. Congested. Clear discharge. Erythematous and edematous turbinates. Period. Next paragraph, neck. Full range of motion or rigidity. No meningeal sign. No palpable or tendon nodes. Period. Next paragraph, respiratory. Poor inspiratory and expiratory effort. She has diffuse inspiratory and expiratory wheezes. These wheezes are mild. No use of accessory muscles. No respiratory distress. No paradoxical motion. Period. Next paragraph. Cardiac regulatory rhythm with no murmurs. No peripheral edema or cyanosis. Period. Next paragraph. Abdomen is soft, non-tender, no organomegaly, no rebound, no guarding, no visible peristalsis. Period. Next paragraph. Skin, no abrasions, lacerations, macules or papules, no vesicles or bulli. Period. Next paragraph. Extremities, full range of motion, upper and lower extremities, no discomfort, range of motion, she breathes great well with no antalgic gait. Period. Next paragraph. Skin, no abrasions, lacerations, macules or papules, no vesicles or bulli. Period. Next paragraph. Neuro, alert, oriented, times 3, cranial nerves, 2 times normal, motor and sensory functions are normal, mood and effects are normal. Period. Next paragraph. Assessment and plan. Assessment number 1 is opioid use disorder. Assessment number 2 is medication refill. Assessment number 3 is influenza B. Number 4, bronchitis. Number 3, cough. Next paragraph. Following test was done in the clinic today. The strep, flu, urine drug screen. Flu is positive for influenza B. Drug screen is positive for Suboxone. She takes as part of the program. And strep is negative. Next paragraph. Patient's medications refilled as follows. Suboxone, 8/2 mg SL film. She would take 1 from SLBID for 30 days. Number 60, 6-0, no refills. Other medication, Tamiflu, 75 mg, 1 POVID for 10 days. Number for 5 days, number 10, albuterol, 2.5/3 mL. And she would take 3 mL TIDPRN with her home nebulizer for 21 days. Give her 1 box. Next medication is Zofran, 4 mg, 1 ODT, 1 tab SL, TIDPRN for nausea. Number 12, patient was strongly encouraged to increase fluids to isolate herself for at least 5 days or so. She was given the opportunity to ask questions, says she has none. PMP aware was reviewed. Data from PMP aware does not support drug seeking behavior or medication diversion, period. End of dictation.